Welcome, everybody. Welcome. What's happening? What's happening? Welcome, everybody. Turn that thing down and get ready for school. Welcome, everybody, to Morning Coffee, the AM reality talk experience that is a revolution because it's a two-way communication between us, that chat room, and now we've added Periscope and Meerkat, and we're attempting to juggle all that, so please work with us. But thank you for being there, Meerkat. Thank you all for being there. Thank you, Periscope, and thank you to our chat room regulars as Pack Stereo continues to grow. Remember, we are the experience that is the two extraterrestrial brothers in the hood coming to you with a live broadcast because Victor Allen and I are in the process of expanding, continuing to build on our Neil Urban Internet Television Network that we essentially run out of this place here in Los Angeles, California.
Yes, sir.
It may not be in the ghetto, but we can see the fence. Okay. Oh, I got it. Okay, now, and as part of this thing, I have to make some adjustments. You know, Vic, it's that same old thing. I come out here, I have to switch the Wi-Fis, too.
Oh, you know what?
Because our stuff cuts. So those of you who follow, it's this whole thing
of cutoffs. Well, you know what? We have multiple Wi-Fi networks here, right?
Right, because we have Wi-Fi for guests.
That's
we have
right.
Secure Wi-Fi thing. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's okay. Hey, man, you know what? If I was tuning in right now, I want you guys to talk about the number one topic in the last 12 hours.
The number one topic in the last 12 hours?
Yeah.
Drum roll, please. We have a drum roll, air horn.
That's what I'm saying. All I'm saying. Remember that one? Hey, there you go.
I can't get it to stop. It won't stop. It won't stop, man.
This is what I like. This is what I like.
It won't stop.
It's okay.
I can't keep it. Okay. Well, that's what you get for working with sound effects. Okay.
That's right. You know, it's right out front in your front door right now. The number one topic for us in here.
Rain.
There you go, man. You are the man. For us, this is this is Christmas, isn't it?
Duh. It is rain. It's raining here in Los Angeles. You know, in California, we have a flood. We're all switching up stuff. We're all like, you know, I feel guilty if I like, you know, run water to, like, wash my hands or something. I almost want to gather it to go water the garden.
Right.
Which is the mentality I wish they had. We need a system where we can gather the water.
Yeah.
The water and the other water that they call the gray water.
Yeah, but you know what?
And use that.
You know what? Let me say something. I saw a report that we even did better this last month. Sorry about that. We even did better this month. Well, I would say probably August. Going up to 31% as a topping point for conservation of water. So the consumers are doing it. Ask corporate, are they doing it? Well,
you know, last time California had a drought and we cut back on water, they raised the prices because they said there was less demand.
That's right.
I'm telling you, there's crazy stuff that goes on. So, because you know a lot of it's bullshit in politics.
Right.
But that's part of what we do here at Morning Coffee, everybody. We talk about today's bullshit and politics. And it's always bullshit. You know, I had a section called Good News, Bad News, and Other Shit. And now we have this new section on what we call, what they call the news. So we talk about what they call the news, because it may or may not be the news to you. As part of the topic today, Vic, that when we get to it, my topic is actually going to be about the upcoming elections.
You mean the local council seats, right? You're not talking about presidents, right?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the presidential election, and I'm like, we're going to be looking at it with sort of a, let's just say,
okay, wait a minute,
with a different attitude.
Let me just say this, okay?
Because I want to know if you have an idea of a candidate. Do you all have an idea of a candidate, or do you mostly know who you cannot stand?
Okay, now wait a minute.
It's a trip. Today's in the politics.
All right, I got one for you.
Okay.
If I'm going to tune into a political conversation, are you going to give me something I don't know already, or are you just going to sit back and lambaste the next step?
Shit, there's so much shit we don't know already.
That's right.
And then what we think we know ain't true.
Right.
So it's all bullshit. That's part of why we're going to talk about it today, the politics.
There goes the topic for the show. It's all bullshit, right?
Let me down some of the people already to the chat room. Mac McAllister, GNN Bureau Chief, is there signing in. Got to say hi to Mac. Also, Meerkat, August Sky, thank you for saying hi. All the Periscope, you guys, you know what? It's kind of a technical overload.
August Sky, yeah.
Hey, Mac, we trying, right? All of y'all, The whole thing is trying to coordinate this interactive experience because for the first time, media is two-way. That's the true revolution of internet television, is right. that it's a two-way communication that I got to look at all this stuff and respond to you all. But hey, that is the beauty of this, and that is why Paxtale TV is part of that. Hey, check out the monitor behind us. You can see where we got the things hooked up. Victor Allen is working over there. Three switches. I designed that machine. He's flying.
All day, you guys.
But
all
he
day.
Is the pilot. He flies it way better all than day. I do. Okay? Three video switches over there. We got how many cameras do we have in here, Vic?
Seven. I can't remember.
We can't remember. We got a lot of cameras. A lot of cameras in here.
More cameras than people.
And it's all about the Neil Urban Internet Television Network experience as we attempt to adjust to this technology and represent kind of a people's network to bring you information. So we evolve it and we take suggestions. We all take
day.
Suggestions.
All day.
Because we don't, you know, okay. All right. So anyway, announcements for the day, Vic. And let me see, where's my visual aids? Because I got to have my visual aids here.
Okay.
Today is Tuesday. And for those of you who don't know, Tuesday is the hot night at Paxtale TV because it is our triple banger. That means tonight we go crazy with DJ shows, okay? 7 p.m., DJ Miko. You know how hot she is, all right? DJ Miko, and her theme for tonight is Lover's Lane. She's going to be spinning what we call the Quiet Storm pre-show. Quiet Storm pre-show from 7 to 8 p.m. We call it musical foreplay. You got to come check it out. At 8 o'clock, we go live. That's when Miko joins Victor and I for the Quiet Storm. Old school jazz. I mix it up. You never know what I'm going to play. You never know what I'm going to play, but you could be there at 8 o'clock. Tonight, the theme is Single with Swagger, Embracing the Thrill of the Hunt. And what kind of music goes with that shit?
I know.
That's right. Single with Swagger. Embracing the Thrill of the Hunt. What music goes with that? We take requests. Be there tonight. That's at 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. Now, 10 p.m. Remember, it's a triple banger night.
Yeah,
at
man.
10 p.m. I, Victor. That's Victor's photo experience unique. He's got skits. He's doing photos. I get to make an animation. Vic, do we have any kind of a glimpse? I know it's supposed to be Miko's secret challenge tonight.
Since a lot of people are not really, you know, they don't really want to come on I, Victor, because they got to get challenged by making love to the camera. It's always Miko's challenge.
Okay, it's always Miko's challenge. It's always Miko's challenge for this. Right. It's what is the challenge?
And since I don't
it's
give
a secret
that
a, challenge.
Because I can't tell you, and I can't tell them, because they'll go tell Miko.
Miko's so looking Miko's like she in there now. What you doing, right. Miko? Get out there. Miko, get out. So, get out of there, Miko.
She's already there. Miko's see, that's what I'm saying.
Look at Miko's on Periscope.
See, she thinks she's slick.
What's happening in PMC?
Yeah. So
Pittsburgh.
That's it. Now, it may change up. You know why?
What?
Rain.
Rain. Well, we're going to adapt to rain.
Rain. It's got me, man.
As people don't know who watch this show, one of the wonderful things about being a small group of dedicated individuals is that we do special things for our staff. So I cook for them. And I burn, okay? So when you work with me, you start thinking about that food. I ain't lying. I cook like people. I used to say I cook like people's mothers, but I cook better than most people's mother. Okay? I'm not bullshitting you. I cook. So, you know, I feed my staff. So they start looking forward to getting over here to get some food. I feed them.
That's jacked up. That's cool.
I get all the notifications about Miko. So Miko's there, y'all. Okay. All right. So remember that tonight is Miko's secret challenge. So that's at 10 to 10:30.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. All day, man.
Okay. Now, we also today, remember, on the Quiet Storm, we also have the new sports and the hot picks.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So now, but let's get to today's news topic. Well, before I reflect on today's news topic, I want you to know I'm sitting here looking at my grocery list. And I realize it's wonderful with this new grocery delivery service. I don't know if any of you have tried this, but Amazon's doing it out here in Los Angeles. Vons, which is also Pavilions, they're doing it. So we here at Pax Stereo, we get our groceries delivered. It costs about $8. Okay, but, you know, for the regular stuff, like last night, like at midnight, I realized not only did we not have any creamer, and we drink coffee. We drink coffee. So I put it in. So you guys got to try this stuff. See if you like it. See if you get that grocery delivery. People are loving it because you could go online in the middle of the night, change it up till 3 a.m., Vic.
Yeah, I know.
And get the groceries that day.
Yeah.
And we're already using Amazon's delivery service where you put in stuff sometimes in the morning.
Yeah.
And get it in the late afternoon.
Yeah, and they said, the drivers last time said, you know, next time I come over here and give you guys all that wonderful service, you know, give me a muffin.
You want some muffin?
Yeah, you want some muffin.
We got some good muffins.
Say you want some muffin. Take care, brother.
All right. Take care, brother. Now, let's get to today's news topic. I should have, let me see if I have
sound effects, man.
Yeah, I was working. See, we have a new setup here.
Yeah.
I don't have all the sound. Yeah.
There you go. That's much better. That's much better.
All right, I know. Yeah, it's the hair.
All right.
Thank you. All right, today's topic of the news, you guys, because all they're talking about, besides the Syrian refugee crisis, which I talked about yesterday in very serious ways, and we don't need to revisit that today, but all this focus on the election, and I wanted to really poll you guys, how do you feel about the upcoming election? Is it a change that ain't gonna come, or is it SSDD, same shit, different day? Those, are, I think, are the two choices. Is it a change that ain't gonna come, or is it SS? Because let me just tell you, I don't blame you if you're disappointed in the election. First of all, I'm not voting for Hillary. I don't care. It's the same old shit, different day. I'm not voting for Hillary. Forget it. No way. Bullshit. Will not do it. Same shit, different day. Not doing it. I want a woman president, but I want something different. We don't need Margaret Thatcher again. Okay, so no. Same shit, different day. Donald Trump, rich white bigot. That's new? Are you kidding?
He's excelling right now.
Okay, same shit, different day. That's not new, Donald. In fact, America's moved forward from that. But it shows you that they're still there. Because remember, the bigots of my day, a bunch of them are still alive. They're on the clock, though. They're on the clock. They don't have long. But the bigots of my day are still alive. All right, you can go wake them up. They're still alive, okay, and so they're there. So a lot of this stuff is not new. So I don't blame you if you're turned off by today's election. Just remember, I too say, it also represents a change that ain't going to come. And same shit, different day.
Oh, okay, I got you on this one. Now, got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
You know, I got a question. Mama told me. Always ask questions.
We don't
get the answers, but always ask.
And that's a very good question.
No, that's a good one.
Vic, that's a very good question. I may not know the answer, but I surely appreciate the question.
That's right. You have to learn. I'm a walking Google. Forget that. Anyway, here's the thing.
Okay.
Last president that you feel said.
Oh, come on. It's all bullshit.
A change is going to come.
You know what the thing about Obama?
Last president.
I can't talk. Let me tell you. Before y'all jump all down my throat, I got to get that shit from my family. My mother has an Obama shrine, okay? My mother has, like, the Obama picture out with the candles and shit in front of it, okay? I'm telling you.
Just wave it.
If I go to a family gathering and criticize Obama, my auntie's over there looking at me like, you know, so you know, being one of those leftists, one of those leftover leftists of the 60s, thank you, no applause please, one of those leftover leftists of the 60s, I was a little disappointed, okay, I was a little disappointed, but I cannot say I'm disappointed because my family will cuss me out, okay, so this is very difficult.
That's right.
Difficult situation.
See?
It's all been bullshit presidents forever. It's the joke. It's the illusion of choice. Go do some review about the parties. The different. Do you know if you go look that the Democratic and the Republican Party usually agree on up to like 91.2% of the budget? That all that bullshit they do in public is like over usually less than 10% of the budget? If you had a marriage and you agreed on 90% of the bills, you know, they would call that heaven, wouldn't they?
Right.
They call that the most wonderful marriage in the world.
Right.
So what I'm telling you is the illusion of choice. There is no choice. They talk different shit, but they agree on the money.
Okay.
They all do the same money shit, and that's what's happening to you right now.
Now, you're Big Papa. I'm son. I'm coming home from school. I'm in the seventh grade, and I said, wow, we're about to learn some wonderful things about the presidents. Daddy, could you tell me how wonderful...
Wait a minute. Now, see, I need at least a little time to enjoy a black president. But you don't get to have, like, years.
Wait a minute.
You get to have, you know, maybe months. If you're an old black person, you get to have years. But young black people...
Wait a minute.
Months.
So, you just ignored your son. He's coming home to tell you, can you help me pick the most noteworthy president that did stuff for minorities? What are you going to say to your son?
Obama ain't on that list.
See, that's what I'm saying.
See, what's the legacy? Well, you're going to have to ask yourself, what did the black president do to help black people besides just be an image, which is important. I love that. The image of an African-American president, the true value of that can never be understated. And I don't want to play like I don't appreciate the impact of the value of just being able to see that face. Just like the value of having a woman president has value, and it affects people. It affects young folks. It makes them want to be better people. It makes them aspire to more. It makes them believers. So in that sense, a lot of the left to say it's pacification. No, I'm just kidding. A lot of the left to say it's pacification. But just assume it's not. You still have a bunch of inspired people who go out and do things and work, even though they may be victims of the system, ultimately. It's still, I don't know the other way. I don't know the other way. I can tell you that when you look at these things, they're all dirty. And that's the story of today.
Poor son, gone out and starting to ride his big
son. Son, you need to tell your children just to know the truth about what the government is, so then they'll understand the Federal Reserve Bank. You know, they'll understand things like that, that why they have no political clout. They'll start to understand that they never did, and that it was an illusion.
You know, they got a movie. They got a movie out where a guy's talking. It's Robert Duvall's in it. And one guy's talking to him. It's an astronaut movie. I can't remember what it is. And when the guy walks up to him, and he's talking to him like he's an engineer, and the kid is only like 6, 7. And then his father comes up and says, Frank, he's only 7. Because he's delivering the message.
I know.
So you have to understand.
I, too, was a young child of a politically astute parents.
Right.
And they drilled me.
They sure did.
On politics and being aware. And then I also attended a historically black university, Howard University, the Mecca, which also influenced my mentality and my mind, because we learned to examine, research, and develop opinions on topics. So when you do that, then you find you're a little pissed off, usually. When you take time to actually research something. That's why, by the way, let's give a hand. Where's my sound effect? Let's give a hand out there to the young folks out there, because you know the old folks ain't doing shit.
Oh, that's just wrong.
Young folks!
No, it's true.
People under 30! Yo, we love you! All us old folks are home just talking. They ain't doing a goddamn thing.
They're cutting their own path.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
You know, Black Lives Matter, these organizations out there being orchestrated and designed by young folks who are taken to the streets, they're revitalizing my interest in political activity, because they're coming with the consciousness and the energy that an old mofo like me needs. So old mofos like me need young people to come with the consciousness and the energy. And then you inspire us to get busy again, because we were there during the 60s, so we know the history. We just burn out. Tired. That's what's happening. They tired. It's all that child support. Alimony. They're tired. They can't do nothing today. So that's why we need the young folks as part of that.
Yeah.
So then again, that's what it's been today, our commentary. Mm-hmm. As it is, we're talking about the upcoming election and your feelings on the election. Is it the same shit, different day? Or is it a change that ain't going to come? All right. Yeah. I know. Thank you. All right. I don't get it two-sided. See, Vic? Okay.
I understand. Got to give them hope.
Well, here's some hope. Every week, I get the privilege of doing a slideshow animation that features the photography, the videography, the work of Victor Allen. my partner in crime, the one who's over there working three video switches right now. Well, I want you to take a look, because there'll be a new one tonight, because tonight we'll be doing photo shoots, and so every week there's a new photo slideshow animation. Very often, the focus of that eye is our own beautiful hot chocolate co-host, Miko Williams. Take a look at the latest, and we'll be right back. Here you go, Vic. Here it comes. And I'm stopping. What's the use in trying? Turn that thing down and get ready for school. And I'm stopping. What's the use in trying? See me call in there. Yeah. Yeah. Give me chills. That's radio broadcast. Our brother from another mother from Pittsburgh. So glad to be back. PMC, when is Morning Coffee coming back? And I told him we had to do a new format, right? Yep. It wasn't that we didn't want to do Morning Coffee, you guys. It's just that there's only so much a brother can do. And I got new shows to work on. Y'all want some new shows? I need some time. We got shows with drones, clones, and tones. So I had to have some time. So that's why we have the new format with Morning Coffee. We do a one-hour show. At one time, it was over 3 hours. We would sometimes do a show.
And that's a lot of
Sometimes over 3 hours. Can you believe that, you guys? Ask a Mac. We did. We would routinely go 2 hours. Then we cut it to 2 hours, and now we're doing about an hour show. Yeah. So again, that's the whole evolution of Morning Coffee, and the real reason again is to allow us time to do this. It's only Vic and I, you know, doing the development stuff. We got our hosts and our guests and our partners in crime on that level, where we love to have them, folks like Mika Williams. But when it comes to the day-to-day operation, like who does all the computer updates around here? It's Victor and I. Do all the computer updates, the updates on the technical. So it's two brothers working hard. But it's also to let you know you can do it. You can do it.
Definitely.
Now, one of the things we got to take care of this morning, because things happen, and Vic and I are going through a whole new thing of shifting our on-air broadcast materials, our visual aids. You know, we have visual aids. Mm-hmm. And so we've been switching over so that he can do them from wherever he is. We'd use WordPress. So it ain't set up. So I'm about to set it up right now. Vic can even show you what I'm doing. Vic, it's your menus, right?
Yeah.
So take a look right here, right? So that's your hot picks, and that's your new sports from the day, right?
Right.
I'm going to say add to menu.
Got you.
Okay, then I'm going to come down to the bottom of the menu where we added them, and I'm going to drag them up. Those is hot picks. I'll drag hot picks up all the way to where it goes right here. Hot picks. Mm-hmm. We're going to go up to the broadcast. See, we're going to go up to there. This is our broadcast. See, this is our broadcast stuff. So we will put the hot picks there. There's your hot picks, right?
Got it.
I'm going to go down and get your new sports and drag that up. See? So some of y'all can see. I'm fixing this on the air because we fix a bunch of shit on the air. This internet television, who we going to call? The tech team? Tech team! Yes! did you call me? It's me, the tech team, man. Okay, so now then, so let's take your other ones out, okay?
Now they're being archived?
Well, because you're not using them, this last week's.
Got you.
So this is the menu,
right?
Right. So we can get to it. So that's why it's a little different.
That's right. So there's three categories for this, we realize. I realized. I thought it was two.
Well, yeah. Okay, so I got it like that. I got you like that. New sports. Okay, that looks kind of good. Oh, what can I say? Yeah, okay. Then we can say save this. And then I think after we do that, we'll be ready.
We're ready to go.
To use it on the air.
So timed it.
We have to do this.
That took two and a half minutes.
2.5 minutes?
Yeah.
Too long!
So if you actually did not include
broadcast, you gotta speed it up!
You could probably do it in less than a minute.
What kind of crap is this?
And that is what we're going to start doing. We're going to say, hey, why not sit back and go through the process live on air?
Well, because we use what they call desktop presenting. It's they used to use, what do they use? They teleprompters. Remember the stuff with the weather guy? Yeah. So, Pac Stereo, we'd use desktop presenting. That means I have two desktops, and Victor gets to switch and show you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, that's so now let's see if we got the sports and the hot picks.
Let's see.
We go to broadcast materials. We do sports. There it is.
Live web integration.
Okay, it looks like we got it there. We got it there. His phone call's coming. Not during the show. Interrupted my meerkat.
So we're trying to make what we call...
Thank you, meerkat.
Lifestyle channels go live from your website. That's the way you do it.
All right, so we got it there, Vic. All right, you guys, are you ready for some sports?
Yes, sir.
Now, I've also taken the liberty, Vic, of trying to get the sports...
I know what you're talking about.
...video logo ready.
Right.
Let's see if I can get the sports video logo...
Right.
Remember, it's just us. And you can be pissed off if you want, but we are not Channel 4. That's the whole thing. I'm sorry. I didn't get to it. I wanted to sleep a little longer.
I don't think they care.
Now, y'all, if there's a choice between a little extra sleep or eating in the morning, which one do you do?
They don't care.
You know you sleep. Okay. Right. Are you guys ready for some sports? Vic?
Yeah, go ahead.
Here we go.
All right, we're going to try.
That's right. Vic Allen's new sports. His own unique neo-urban look at sports, that's him. Victor Allen is a recurring segment of the Morning Coffee with Mario Show. Written and directed by Victor Allen. Football-headed black man, rub his head and make a wish. Ladies, you know you want to. It's good. Come and get some sports, because that's the way we do it. It's the hottest. So get ready. Today's topics, I don't know. Today's views, I don't care. All I know is that it's this. It's going to be hot. Ladies, put on your jock straps. Here
But you know what?
A little over the top.
But what I like about it, that's what happens when you go into those recording studios or up at like Sony, Paramount. And you hear all that clapping, and then you look at everybody around it, and it sounds like it's going nuts. And they're actually going like this really soft. And then somebody yells and says, okay. And they put their hands up and say, clap louder. Then they blend. So you learned the technique, and you did it really well, man. I got to give it to you. So here we go. You know, everybody was waiting for the return of AP. You know that, right?
I was waiting for Adrian Peterson.
I was waiting for the return of AP, but everybody knows you got to shake off the rust, right?
Yes, you do.
All right, now, I'm jumping over what I would call the first game. To get to this one, I go back to Atlanta.
Because it was a unique Monday night doubleheader.
But I'm going in reverse of what I think everybody was going to focus on. And just so you know, the title to this, for my whole segment here, is Vikings AP returns and pound for pound retires. We'll get to pound in a second. So my whole point was this. I think AP was just getting, what they was doing is said, look, we're just going to monitor you, give you a certain amount of carries. He only got 10 carries.
It was like a warm-up, right?
Right. So a lot of us had expectations that he was going to go, look, I don't care what you do, I'm about to bring it. But you saw a little bit of the rust. But what you more importantly saw is the Vikings were overrated. Because, man, what they did on that line, they did with Teddy Bridgewater. They said, we're about to bring nothing but blitzes and make you throw it and clog up the lanes. AP sits there and watch. You can't hide from Carlos Hyde, the 49ers running back who made you sit back and go, oh, my God, who is this kid?
Well, it was really that the Niners were better than what we expected. Well, that was part of the shocker, too. Because they had a lot of offseason stuff, Vic, that made you expect it to be just terrible.
Or are the Vikings overrated? Because they picked the Vikings to do much better than what we saw yesterday. And at the same time, if the 49ers didn't do the job they did, we would really be sitting up here talking about the 49ers having changed. They look good, but what they looking good against a bad team? Or looking good against a
well, they look better than expected. I'm not ready to say they look good. They look better than expected. But I'll say this, Vic. The Vikings certainly look rusty, but I think there were some aspects of Norv Turner's offense with Teddy Bridgewater that looked good. That like his mechanics. Teddy Bridgewater, I like him. He seems to have a very solid, mature. They need to have better protection, of course.
Right.
But I like him with Norv Turner. I actually realize that I like the two of them because I think Norv Turner is great at sculpting an offense around a quarterback skill set.
All right.
So I'm expecting more from them. That's the only thing. Even though AD was like that.
Right, I got you.
I'm expecting better things from the Vikings. I don't think that game is...
Indication.
It's an indication of the entire season at all. So I'm expecting better things from the Vikings and from Adrian Peterson.
Now, I'm going to turn around and listen to what he said. And I'm a Vikings fan. Now, I'm going to ask him, I'm going to ask Mario, if you're a Vikings fan, what would you be saying today? Now, Mario, you're a Vikings fan today. What would you be saying? It's okay.
I'd be saying, whoa, Nelly.
It'd be okay.
Whoa, Nelly.
It'd
but
be okay, right?
You know, well, if I was a Viking fan, I'd still be positive because, like I said, I think that there were things that looked good. I just think they looked a little frazzled.
Yeah, and rusty.
But again, they also have had some player changes.
Right.
And that's part of the issue with Minnesota, too, Vic. And their defense, they had a number of changes again.
True, but nothing like the 49ers.
No, that's... I keep saying there were aspects of the 49ers that definitely... were better than we expected. We expected them to be terrible.
What I expected right offhand was...
I said Miko. Miko loved the 49ers. She expects that they're the Patriots.
And here's the other thing. It's one thing to have a room full of stars that the 49ers had a couple of years ago going to the Super Bowl. It's another thing when there's no synergy there enough to hold over because everybody bounced out.
There was enough synergy to take the Vikings down.
Right, that's right. So we look at it both ways. It's only one game, and only one game means you got to wait. Now let's go over to Carlos Hyde real quick.
Okay.
Impressed or not impressed? It's just simple. Was you impressed or were you not impressed?
Not impressed yet.
168 yards rushing and you're not impressed.
Oh, well...
That's 26 carries, bro.
I guess the numbers, I really wasn't aware of the numbers.
Yeah, 168.
And I guess in tuning into them, let me say it this way.
All right.
Because I actually was wrong on that. I was not still impressed with the San Francisco offense overall. That's what I'm saying.
I understand.
I meant more of that.
Right. Okay.
He definitely did his part. No question.
Right.
I actually still have some big questions about Kaepernick.
Well, yeah,
they're the same questions. He's like, he hit a peak, and he kind of, to me, I'm not sure he's developed any further from that peak.
His footwork is better. They focus on that.
Yeah, and it's still footwork. The offense doesn't look, you know, it's not an offense that makes you feel
new player.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they had a clearinghouse.
Right. So you're right. You're right. Hi, because I actually missed that. I was I actually missed that his performance.
Right.
Because I was so busy focused on.
Yeah, I know. All right.
I was actually focused on other aspects.
Okay.
Which mainly had to do with the fact that I kept wanting to see Adrian Peterson.
That's right. All right. So we're both. All I want to do is highlight Carlos Hyde because, dude, all I can say is this: we're beast. I mean, he was beast mode. That's all I can say. Now, I'm going to go over to the prior game, which I think everybody was kind of shocked because it was a tale of two halves. One is
another shocker.
If you saw the Falcons and Eagles, the first half, you would have sat back and say, let's just take Chip Kelly and usher him out of the city because they looked terrible. And then they came back in the second half.
They looked very disorganized. Right,
they did. And we saw what people were saying in preseason, that this team may go to the Super Bowl the way they're playing. They turned it on. But you know what they say? It's hard coming from behind, and once you catch up, it's hard to leave them.
Especially when I'm thinking about how good Nick Foles looked playing.
Right. Hey, look. All I can say, Bradford, accurate as a son of a bitch. Accurate.
He looked very good.
Very accurate. Now, would you book that he's going to stay healthy for this year?
Well, they better protect him.
All I'm saying is
they better protect him.
So, I don't know if you caught the first game.
Atlanta was really bringing it defensively. Really, a shocker.
Thank you.
The way they were bringing it. That's you did not expect them to go so heads up and in your face. Right. And Atlanta really brought it.
They did, and also Matty Ice had some moments. That's all I can say. He had some moments. So I'm going to say that this game that we were watching kind of evened out. I think it's going to take another game before I assess Philadelphia, because that second half, what they did, I just think they got tired, and then there was mistakes and lapses. And so with that being said,
I didn't really realize that Hyde got us 160 yards.
Who? Yes, 168. That's what I'm saying. I know it blows you away when you go watching.
Because I tell you, I was so focused.
Right.
On the other stuff.
I know. And AP, I'm sorry, the speed of what they did with AP. He could not get out of the back.
Oh, no. It was amazing.
He was waiting for him. He says, you're not making headlines on us.
Right.
Okay, good. All right.
Football.
Yes. Now I got to go to pound for pound. Pound for pound says, I'm retired.
Yeah, that's a ploy.
Did you ever pay attention to the Burrow fight? The Burrow fight. See, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, no. Vic, it's a ploy. He's going to do a comeback fight.
Right.
Because he's still the most interesting thing in boxing.
And let me ask
you. What's more interesting than, you know, that's the one thing that's true. Right. He's the happeningest thing.
Right. Okay. Now, I got a good one for you, because I'm not going to sit up here and take away from what he's done. What he's done as an entrepreneur and a businessman may not be favorable to a lot of people, but he's cut out his own niche in making money and cut out what they call that element of control. They may not like his personal life and things that he has made and decisions in his personal life. That's totally different. Is he the type of boxer that I can turn around and say, I can't wait to get in there so he can whoop some ass? No, he's not. He's a tactician. He's a defensive specialist. The best defensive boxer I've ever seen,
right,
bar none.
But
is that enough?
I don't know if it's enough for what he wants. He wants to go down in history of a specific legacy and to be remembered as many of the others will be remembered.
Right.
And I don't know if he's achieved that, Vic. You know, in other words, there's certain boxers that you name.
Right.
You know, and of late, even Mike Tyson.
I agree.
But you don't think about him, no matter, even with all his victories and everything he's done, I agree, the numbers and stats are there. You still don't end up looking at Floyd the same to me as some of those other boxers, and he wants that desperately.
Now, here's a good question. Watch the show, actually a video, and everybody wants to rank. And, you know, one thing about it, I think boxers have to be very careful of ranking themselves. You know, you let the public do what they do. They're not as smart as the boxers who are around everything. You only see what you see when the fight goes down. So there's the pound for pound categories. Two questions here. Pound for pound, since he's retired from the fight with Berto, after the fight with Berto, who's going to be the next, or who's going to wear the crown of a pound for pound king? That leaves you with a couple of names. And it's a couple of names that I actually are spinning in my head, but I don't want to say anything. So I'm going to give you some choices about names that I wish I could see more, but there's not a promotion behind it. You got number one, Andre Ward. Young, I mean, we hear a lot about him. Is he now the pound for pound? Manny Pacquiao, does he move up to number two since the fight he had with Floyd that he lost? Is he the pound for pound? You have some others. You have Terrence Crawford. Is he pound for pound? And then, of course, Gennady Golovkin. So I'm looking around and saying, well, once you retire, who is the next pound for pound? Now, well, I'm going to leave that because I can come back to that, give you some time, and I'm going to bring that back up on the next news because we haven't seen the other fighters as much get the attention.
You know what? It's going to be hard if you're not a heavyweight. That's the first bias. That's the first bias. Yeah. I know. That's the first bias, though. You know that.
Yeah.
There's a natural bias amongst the fans toward heavyweights.
Yeah.
Maybe because they feel like the lightweights can hit each other 500 times and not hurt each other anyway.
Right.
Okay. If a heavyweight exchange punches like that, somebody's in the hospital.
Right.
Okay. Right. They're in the hospital. Somebody's dead, maybe.
Right. Now, here's the other thing. Floyd did his top five of boxers all time. Can you guys guess who's number two? And I'm not going to lie to you. If there was a fight that I wanted to see against Floyd Mayweather, he picked the person I wanted to see because this person doesn't wait. He doesn't worry about, you know, being a tactician. So I'm going to give you some names, and you can go, you know, go through. You get Sugar Ray Robinson. You got Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson. You got Joe Louis. You got Rocky Marciano. You got what they call all time. Who do you think Floyd picked as his number two behind him? Of course, Floyd picked himself.
Sugar Ray Robinson.
That's not a bad choice. But you got Rocky Marciano. Maybe.
No.
No, not at all. You know who he picked?
Who?
Hands of Stone, Roberto Duran. And if anybody's seen this man, remember, we watched him. Now, hold on. Let me just say this.
As I say, okay.
Let me just say this.
Okay.
He picked him number two. When he put, remember, this is a man that fought Sugar Ray Leonard, and he was at 71-0, I believe. Or, I mean, at that time, he accumulated his record. When he fought Sugar Ray Leonard, he won against somebody who's similar to Floyd Mayweather.
So why is he? Okay.
I'm just saying. Have you seen Roberto Duran and his fights?
I remember.
Okay, so he picked him number two. Now up to you, Mario. Who would be your number one and number two all time?
Boxers?
Mm-hmm.
My number one is Muhammad Ali.
I knew that. Is it because, now, with losses, it doesn't matter, right?
No, I mean, it's based on overall everything.
Right.
Comebacks, everything.
Everything.
Right.
All right. I'm going to give you a second choice. Who's your number two?
My number two, probably?
Yeah.
Probably Jack Johnson.
Going back. For all of you guys.
And I only know him from a historical basis, but I know what he went through and what he did.
Right.
And how great he was.
Right.
And all the things he had to go through.
Oh,
and so I am awed by his achievement.
Well, look, and I'm agree with you on one thing. Muhammad Ali did represent more than just boxing the ring, but the person who went through the most hate is Jack Johnson.
He went through the most hate.
Oh, clearly. If you guys ever want to go,
because America loved Joe Louis.
It. Of course.
He was a black man, but America loved him, whereas they hated Jack Johnson.
Right. That's it.
It was a different time. They were not ready for a black champion of anything.
That's right.
Anything.
So here it is. Gave you a couple of seconds. I said, I'm going to wait for it for next week. Does Manny Pacquiao now move up pound for pound? Since the title has been vacated, since Floyd is retired, does Manny Pacquiao...
No, because Manny Pacquiao is on his way out, and he needs to convince people that he's worth coming to see fight again.
Okay.
He really needs to convince people of that right now. He's still a favorite,
right,
but for other reasons, not as a boxer.
Right.
He's a popular favorite.
Got you. All right, good.
You know, people like him a lot, but right. Do you really want to... Do you really...
But pound for pound.
You see it, but you see him as a contestant right now.
Right, and I am saying this right now. When you go look at his stuff, I see your stuff. I see you. PMC says Manny moves up. When you go see how he came up through different divisions, beating some of the best.
I agree, boxers, but I just think that's the history now.
Right, I understand.
I think he's peaked.
I think he's peaked. Well, Mayweather's already peaked,
too. I think he's peaked, too. And I think that's part of the thing is that they're making the money until the new emerging candidate arrives,
and
who's going to be youthful.
And this is where we're going to go. I've already mentioned their names. When we come back to New Sports, we're going to talk about Andre Ward. We're going to talk about Terrence. We're going to talk about Golovkin. These are the new players who are considered somewhere in the talk of pound for pound. Until then, my New Sports is over. Got to transition. Got to go. All I can say is, AP, next week, man, bring it. No 10 carries. I want to see at least 20 to 25. Easy. 20 to 25. All right, Mario, you got this.
That's right, Mr. Alice, New Sports. Coming to you live. Neil Urban, a recurring segment. The Money Cover with Mario. So you can be there and check it out. Mr. Alice, New Sports. Be there, make a request, send Victor some of your thoughts on the show. We're here every week. Thank you all for being there. Here at Captain Adam's Chat Room. It's sports. Yeah! Oh! Get ready for the hot picks, y'all. Y'all know about the hot picks.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be right back. Hot picks coming up now. Let me get the drum beats ready.
that time, you know what time it is. The time is we do the hot picks, you guys. We do this once a week. No, we actually do it twice a week. Actually, what?
We just do it.
3 days a week. But anyway, here's what we're doing. I've already told my people here on Meerkat. The question is, do Playboy centerfold features hurt or help your career? Or help or hurt your career? This is part one, because we're talking about people that we kind of know, because there's a whole bunch of women in that do the centerfold. But you have to first measure them over a period of time, which means it's easy to say there's a whole bunch of hot women doing it last year, year before last, and in the current year. But we want to see, does it affect your career? And as it recent as yesterday or the day before, I was discussing this with a friend. The apology to Vanessa Williams came down. 30 years after, I'm saying, who the hell are you to sit back and apologize? She's already successful. She's already made her way. If anything, I'm not saying Playboy did that for her. I think she was already talented, but she didn't need that apology from you guys. And that's 30 years later. That's crazy to me.
Right, but she had an expose and pictures were released against her wishes.
Yes. So in a way, did it help or hurt her career? But we're talking about part one today. Part one is very simple, you guys. We're going to sit back and your score is going to be different. I'm only going to count tens. So that means if it's a 10, that means it's helped their career. It's one thing to look at the picture and say, oh, wow, that's a 10. But you got to also say, did it help their career? So I'm not marking
that. Y'all got that right.
Yeah.
No, because he comes up with rules like Cosmopolitan magazine. So when you evaluate them, it's not just whether the picture is hot.
No.
So it's not that the pictures are 10, because they're going to be some 10 pictures.
That's right.
The question is, did being a Playboy centerfold,
that's right,
help their career? You
that's
got that,
right.
Mac,
right.
PMC.
Because sometimes you need a rescue moment, and sometimes you need a launch moment, and sometimes you're just freaky like that. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go.
Mac and PMC are protesting already.
Why did
our chat room folks are opinionated.
That's just, look.
Thank you, Meerkat people, for being a little more flexible.
That's wrong. Hey, look, I do what I do because I run. All right, here we go.
She said bring it, come on.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Number one, if you remember this young lady back in the day, and she's still around, we called her Downtown Julie Brown. And
she was fine.
I mean, tell me about it. Did she benefit? And I'm going to tell you this much. The feature was in September 2008. So that means Downtown Julie Brown was already a name. So would this have helped or hurt? And we're going to wait for your score, Mario.
I give it a 10 because it helped me. I wanted to see me some Downtown Julie Brown. And I know. Let me tell you, Playboy is the magazine that had you running to the newsstands and had your friends running to your house because they were too cheap to pay for it.
That's wrong.
So they would come over here to see my copy. I'm just telling you. So Downtown Julie Brown was one of those ones you ran out to get that.
Oh.
So you know you would pay.
That's cold.
To see that.
So Downtown Julie.
Yes, and it helped her career. It added to her celebrity and the mystique that she enjoys even today.
Right. Now I'm going to leave it up to everybody.
You,
I'm going to leave it up to everybody else to determine, did in some way, did she need to do it? We'll get into that another time. But
Mac asked who she was.
Tell it, Lord.
MTV. MTV co-host.
MTV.
Mac, you know, he had to think he abandoned television.
Oh.
But Mac, and not in the early, early days, but in the middle part. I mean, after she was a big part of it. She was probably one of their most recognizable hosts and actually started the trend, probably, of cable television music hosts that were recognizable. She was actually one of the early ones. So.
Right.
Bad, but that accent too.
But you know what? The good thing about this is, Mac, you get to actually represent.
You get that TV
picture. So if you just see the picture, you're just saying, look, I'll just judge the picture.
And Google it.
Just judge the picture, because not everybody's going to have the background. And that's why we're doing it this way. So if she looks like a 10, you've already endorsed her to some degree. All right, I'm going to wait in a couple of seconds. I see Mario already, you know.
10!
Yeah, I already see it. It's already there. And I'm going to speed up to the next one because I know he's going to chime in sooner or later. Get ready, you guys, because All I can say is that my favorite month is June, of course, because that's my birthday month. And the next lady up is Tia Carrere, June 2003, centerfold for Playboy. I am not going to show you those pictures. If you guys thought that I was going to sit up here and bring you...
I loved her in Wayne's World.
Oh, you did, huh?
She was great in Wayne's World.
She was, okay. And you do remember Tia, don't you?
Yes, because she was fighting. She did martial arts.
Yes, she did.
So she was kicking ass. I was like, damn, I need me a fine woman that can kick some ass. Getting older. Yeah, that sounds good to some of the fellas. Yeah, you can use one too.
Yeah, I
know.
So far, would you say that Playboy enhanced, helped, or hurt her career?
Yes, 10. It helped her career, added to the mystique. She was, you know, one of those ones everybody was talking about, and hence the appearance on Wayne's World. I give it to her. She was hot, and she was in the demand.
And you notice something here? That Mac and PMC absolutely agree with you. They basically just said 10. Mac is probably doing this right now going, I don't know who they are.
Get your hands out your
I'm just going to give you a 10. He's just going to go there. All right, so good. So, you know what? Right now, everybody's like across the board 10s except with Mac on our first Julie Downtown Brown, as I call her. All right, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right, let's roll up to the next one and let you know that there's always a place for the name Garcelle, who we righteously know as Gabrielle. Remember the name before was Gabrielle Union? Okay. There was a 2007 August spread, Playboy. So when you think of her, do you really...
Don't remember.
You don't remember it. That's why I'm not going to pull the pictures. The pictures are dynamite. They're great.
Okay.
They're great. So, take your time. What you think, man? It's in the way. See, I know what he's doing. He's raiding.
Garcelle, I'm trying to remember her. What did we know her from, Dick?
Think about it now. I'm going to give you time.
Do
a quick Google search.
I can't. All my screens is locked up. Oh, do a while on this screen?
Go on. I mean, see, this is my whole point, because then you have to think.
All right, so we're going to do a search. Garcelle, she looks familiar, I just can't place her.
Right.
So we're going to search her.
Think about it.
I'm trying to think what
A lot of times people would say
Jamie Foxx show. That's where we know her from.
And a lot of people would actually
we know her from the Jamie Foxx show.
And a lot of people would actually mix up Gabrielle Union with her.
Right. Yeah, you guys remember her from
the Jamie
Foxx show.
That's what I'm saying. See, a lot of times people say, think about it now. Did it help or hurt her career? And at this point,
I don't know if it helped her because I didn't remember it. She was fine. I remember when I watched the Jamie Foxx show, we looked at her.
Right.
So it would have helped her because I would go get it. I'm off to go find that spread probably later on today. So it helped.
Well, PMC.
It helped.
PMC went 9.5. But you know what, PMC? I'm glad you gave a number anyway, because what you're saying is don't think it helped. So we have a dissenting vote right now as it relates to Garcelle. I got you. Max said 10. So obviously he's happy. Mario so far finds everyone so far a 10. So
I'm a pig.
So Playboy really helps when it comes to Mario.
Anybody out of bed?
Right. Okay. All right. Like I said, let's go to the next because I want to keep this rolling because this is just part one. I have to do a part two because there's a lot of features. This person, you know, if I don't even have to say anything else, all you can say is Mariah Carey. Now, Mariah already had history, and she did this spread in 2007. So I want you to understand that. Notice it's a certain time where everybody was doing around the same time.
Yeah, after they get those implants, they got to show them off.
Okay, now did it help?
What is it about? Yeah, you want people to touch them and squeeze them?
You know something?
They do. They go touch them, feel them.
You're doing
extra. Feel them.
You're doing extra. You're doing a lot extra.
Touch them.
Did it help or hurt her career?
Oh, it helped. 10.
Oh, it did.
It didn't hurt her career.
It didn't.
It didn't hurt her at all. I mean, Mariah's added more to her mystique, even whether you agree with it or not. It's still that she's grown in a personage. And so, no, it helped.
Let me ask you something real quick, just a sidebar.
Sometimes late at night when my parents aren't home. That's what you're going to ask.
If Wendy Williams did a Playboy spread Mm-hmm. Would that help her career? Yes or no?
Yes.
That's all I want to know.
Yes, I think it would be. I think it would be a great seller.
Yeah,
okay. And if they could do it in a way, the style that would make her look. A bunch of people who you wouldn't think would sell. I bet you Queen Latifah would do well in the Playboy spread. I know you laugh, but I say they do well at dressing you up, look, making you look good.
Right.
I think that it's just amazing who you know. We all need some help.
What are you trying to say?
If I did a photo
wait a minute,
spread,
what are you trying to say?
Where y'all ready for my new
wait a minute,
spread?
I don't get this.
Wait for tomorrow.
Are you being apologetic for
I'll show you some cheeks.
I can't believe it. You're being apologetic. I can't believe it.
They tell
right,
you
so
what
let me
saying.
Let me say this.
What about my new spread?
Okay. So far, tens across the board with you guys on Mariah. So everybody said.
He said we don't want to see.
See, I know. I don't want to.
Why do you want to see Wendy Williams?
Wait a minute.
Stop that.
I'm going to say.
Stop
it. This is what PMC said. PMC said, hell no. Okay, that's PMC.
Wendy, I like Wendy.
Yeah, well, Wendy's cool. She's cool. All right, let's go over to our next. It's really simple. All I can say is it's a dash for cash, and her name is Stacy. And if Stacy did her spread, which was in 2006, you know, you think about it. Sometimes they have these timing mechanisms where they don't release it right.
Yeah, look at that ass right there.
Did that.
Only one way to attack that.
Because now Stacy had been around for a while, right?
Yeah.
So I want you to understand.
Yeah, packing mud.
So wait a minute. Did it help? Or did it hurt?
It helped. It didn't hurt.
Wait a minute.
Stacy Dash, and she is fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Make you think evil thoughts.
Okay.
It's still illegal in Louisiana.
Okay, so wait a minute.
Can't
wait,
do it.
Wait a minute.
Just say no.
Max says 10. I know Mario's saying 10.
10.
10.
Oh! Little bit.
Yeah. You know, it's cold. PMC said it helped to get on Fox News. You know what? Look. We said career. He said Fox News. See, I understand. I could have easily shown you more risque photos, but that's unfair because then I have to bring out all the spreads, period. And that's not cool for the show. So, she gets the advantage of having a picture. Now, I'm going to say this. You have three people who actually got top scores. Who is the number one benefit? And I'm going to give you the name real quick here. You don't have to fly through them. Between Tia Carrera, Mariah Carey, Stacy Dash, who do you think benefited the most?
Just Tia Carrera.
Tia? Wow. Okay. Probably so. Film?
Yeah, because Mariah, I don't know if she benefited. She was already at the top of stuff.
Right.
And then for Stacy, it's kind of negligible.
Yeah, because she had her.
Yeah, I don't know how much the impact was good or bad.
Right, I agree.
I think for Tia, she definitely had a following that embraced it and went with it.
And you know,
she seems to have enjoyed it too.
And you know, the other part about this, Mariah didn't need it.
No, that's what I'm saying. She didn't need it.
She
was married to the most powerful man
she
in
didn't
music.
Need it. So the reason why she
I mean,
did it.
Give me a break.
So why do you think she did it?
Piss somebody off. We all want to show our tits sometime. Me too. If you haven't seen the man tits, you've seen man tits before.
See?
Got to show them sometime.
Yeah. So, no.
Mess them up.
The kid.
They're real sensitive.
And wait a minute. Let me just say this. Do we dare not say there are some individuals, specifically when we're talking about women, who like to exhibit their bodies?
Yeah, some people want to show it off.
So,
if you do, feel free to contact us here at Paxdale TV. We'll give you an avenue and a mechanism. We've had people come on before and show their ass. Come on and show your ass
I'm
too.
Only, I'm just saying,
why not?
That's it. I'm about to get out of here.
Make them just throw caution to the wind.
There's hope here because you guys really gave high scores. Out of all the scores, you really had two blocks. Where you didn't have 10, so...
Who won that?
Really, I told you it was a tie.
It was a tie? What?
Yeah, tie between Tia Carrera.
Wow.
Mariah Carey.
Wow. And
Stacy and Stacy Dash.
Wow.
So there was no number one
that
one,
ass,
because you guys actually...
Lord.
You guys actually voted, but I have already given you the question.
Give me five if I have sinned.
This is terrible.
This is terrible.
I'm really trying to focus on
it's
their careers.
It's not fair.
And he's looking...
I'm thinking sinful thoughts.
Lord,
bad shit.
I'm done. All right, you guys. I'm done. Hot Picks is over.
Hot Picks, everybody.
Gotta go. Thank you, Stacy. Thank you.
Hot Picks.
All right. We're getting certified.
Yeah.
I'm about to change
up. Picks.
About to change up on this mother because the rain has gone. You got a pool full of water. I wouldn't go swimming, so you got a pool full of
water. Hey, everything's happening. Stuff's going crazy. We get some rain here in Los Angeles. Thank you for tuning in to Morning Coffee and dealing with us as we attempt to juggle all this new technology and deal with our friends and family. Thank you, chat room. Thank you, Mac McAllister, our GNM Bureau Chief. Thank you, PMC Philip Custer, the Beatmaster, in that chat room. Remember, we broadcast at Paxdale.tv, Paxdale.club, and if you have a smart device or a tablet, you can save money at Paxdale.mobi. For all the folks in Meerkat, I want to thank you for coming in. The emerging phenomenon, the numbers, you guys. It's amazing what's happening for us with Periscope and Meerkat, that we're gaining audience, people we've never met. We're glad to meet you. Come over and sign up, follow us, so we can get to know you. Remember, we are the extraterrestrial brothers, the neo-urban experiment of internet television. We are the people's internet television. There is no one like us. There is no one doing what we do. Come and embrace the experience. Whoa! Wrong video.
That's called mixing it up. That's what he did. So, 8 minutes. And I'll figure out something.
Sights out of the body, eat good to your sleep. Take it, man, cat. Go over to Paxdale.tv. Paxdale.mobi on your phone. Join up. Follow us. Check out our broadcast. Tell us what you think. Two extraterrestrial brothers. See y'all.
Peace. Guys. Changing up the broadcast. Thank you, guys. Listen up.